again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 2nd of August, 2007. The birthday of James Baldwin, born in New York City, 1924, who went to Paris to become a writer. Young man, $50 in his pocket, sold his clothes, his typewriter, and then he was thrown into prison for stealing a bedsheet, which actually he had not stolen. He got out of prison. A friend lent him a cottage in the country, and Baldwin finished his novel, which came out in 1953, a big success, Go Tell It on the Mountain. James Baldwin, who said, "If you are going to be a writer, there is nothing I can say to stop you. If you're not going to be a writer, nothing I can say will help you. What you really need at the beginning is somebody to let you know that the effort is real." It's the birthday of the novelist Isabel Allende, born in Lima, Peru, 1942, grew up in Chile with her maternal grandparents. Her grandfather was very conservative, very wealthy, and very old-fashioned. He wouldn't allow a radio in the house. Allende became a journalist. Her uncle Salvador Allende was elected president of Chile, first freely elected socialist leader in history. But in 1973, 3 years after taking power, he was overthrown by a military coup led by General Augusto Pinochet. Isabel Allende moved to Venezuela, took a job as a teacher, and then got a call from her grandfather, who was almost 100 and was calling to say goodbye. He was ready to die. He had stopped eating. She decided she had to preserve everything she remembered about him and everything she knew about his life, and that was her first novel, The House of the Spirits, which came out in 1985, telling the story of four generations of the Trueba family and the history of Chile from the turn of the century up to the coup in 1973, incorporating elements of the supernatural, ghosts and fortune tellers and psychic powers, a novel that went on to become an international bestseller. Here's a poem for today by Jim Harrison, entitled Brothers and Sisters. I'm trying to open a window in this very old house of indeterminate age, buried toward the back of a large ranch here in the southwest, abandoned for so long that there's no road leading into it but a slight indentation in the pasture land. Last lived in by the owner's great uncle, who moved to New York City to listen to music, or so he said. But his grandnephew said that the man was light in the loafers, which was hard to be back in New Mexico in those days. In the pantry, under a stained vinegar cruet, is a sepia photo of him and his sister in their early teens on the front porch of the house, dressed unconvincingly as vaqueros, as handsome as young people get. The photo is dated 1927 and lights up the pantry. I find out that the girl died in childbirth in the middle 30s in Pasadena. The boy committed suicide in Havana in 1952, both dying in the hands of love. Out in the yard, I shine my flashlight down a hole under a massive juniper stump. A rattlesnake forms itself into anxious coils, surrounding its pretty babies, stunned by the light. A poem by Jim Harrison, Brothers and Sisters, from his collection Saving Daylight, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of favorite poets, readings, guides, audio recordings, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Production assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.